If your business needs a new application, then developers will have to write code, a lot of code. If an application needs to be modernized, then you'll need time, resources, and caffeine. If that sounds daunting, then you need Watson X Code Assistant, AI designed to multiply developer productivity so you can generate code quickly. Let's create a more modern foundation for business with Watson X Code Assistant. Learn more at ibm.com/codeassistant. IBM, let's create.
During the summertime when the weather gets hot, I can only imagine how much time you plan to spend outside with friends and family or on your couch with that AC blasting. AT&T 5G and home internet keeps you connected, whether you're at home or on the go, so you can stay connected to your loved ones and to your favorite things. Whether you're sharing pics from the best rooftops, video calling your friends from an outdoor concert, or streaming your favorite show, episode after episode after episode. So connect at home or on the move with AT&T 5G and home internet and create memories and more all summer long. AT&T 5G requires compatible plan and device. Coverage not available everywhere. Learn more at att.com/5G for you.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
The following is a high-five moment from HighFiveCasino.com.
I won! Yahoo!
Private, put down your phone. This is the army.
Sarge, High Five Casino is a social casino. It's on your phone. Goes wherever you go. I win free spins, cash, prizes, free daily rewards, over 1,200 games. I won again!
Platoon, present cell phone. High five.
High five.
Casino.
Casino.
Win at HighFiveCasino.com.
High Five Casino is a social casino. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited. Play responsibly. Conditions apply. See website for details.
High Five Casino.
Hello, 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 hello. Welcome to the Naughty But Nice Show. I'm your host, Rob Shooter, and it is Thursday. You know, I have such a busy, packed, fabulous life. Yes, I'm sound like I'm tooting my own horn, and I guess I am. But it's so busy, actually, I had to look at my phone to check the day, and it is Thursday. I've never been that good with days, but it is Thursday, which means our dear friend, Mark Lupo, joins us. Hey, Loopy, are you there?
Loopy Lou is here.
Mm-hmm, a big smile on your face, because I know who you were having lunch with yesterday. Spill. Tell
us. Yes, Rob, I sat directly next to Chris Hemsworth.
What? Of the whole room, you're sitting next to him. So if this is a wedding, you're next to the groom.
Literally next to him at his a launch party for his new Disney show. Rob, I was staring at him for 2 hours. I could not look away. He is incredibly handsome.
He must be used to that.
Yeah, I would think so.
And did you get to touch his knee? Like, sometimes, you know, when you get up, you can sort of just casually touch or by accident.
So we took a picture together, and I touched his back, and it was really firm.
How far did your hand go down his back without being too pervy?
It went, right above his, underwear line. Yeah.
Oh, underwear are. Uh-huh. That's where you put your hand.
Uh-huh.
Well, he's very tall. Isn't he super crazy tall, like Avatar tall?
Very tall, handsome. He looks just like Thor, but he's solid. Like, he's a solid man.
Oh, so if you ran at him and tried to push him over, you'd just bounce off him.
I mean, there was 20 security guards all watching.
You.
Yeah, watching me, exactly. Like, foaming at the mouth. But no, he would definitely destroy me if he wanted to fight.
Well, Mark, that might be a fantasy. Oh, gosh, we're talking about something very different here. Doris, your mother, I'm sorry I asked. Now, because I love all the inside dish, and a lot of people, including me, we don't get invited to these events. So it was a lunch for how many people?
There's about 40 people. There were publicists,
quite a size. Journalists. And was everybody at the lunch a media type, I guess, yes?
Yeah, there was Ginger Z from Good Morning America.
Mm-hmm.
Alicia Quarles, Valerie
Greenberg.
Oh, I
love Alicia from the G, the M, and the A.
Uh-huh. There's a bunch of people there. And then a lot of, producers, journalists, bookers. Yeah.
So my question is now, hopefully this isn't putting you down, but of the 40 people, Mark Lupo is the bride. You're the one that gets the prime seat.
I wondered it myself. It was assigned seating. I got there.
You didn't
there.
Change the cards, be honest.
No, I walked
that.
In.
I sometimes do that. I get there early. No.
I
what's
mean,
it, Ginger Z, I'd put her on table five, and I'd she'd set that group. She'd probably get the best seats.
Yeah, I mean, I'm shy. I would not like elect right, to do a... this, but there I was, you know.
So what was your reaction when you walked in? You were looking for your name tab, and I always look at the worst tables because that's where I assume I am. Like, the one by the bathroom is where I look first.
Right.
And then when it's not there, I'm like, oh, they forgot to put me a name tag. They're like, no, Rob, you're up here. I'm like, ooh. So you were looking around, and then you figure out you're at table one.
It was funny, this influencer guy who was desperate for fame was like, oh, you're at the table with Chris. And I was like, I am? And then there I was. I was nervous. I'm like, what do I do with this? This is crazy.
This is why you are so delicious, because you have no game. For yeah. somebody who's so talented and so nice, there's yeah. no game. Like,
no
you
game.
Absolutely
no.
are not the guy that would change cards. No way. Just no. would never happen.
No. Yeah.
So are you and Chris texting each other? What do you do now?
I'm just still thinking about our picture together and my time touching his back. I don't have it yet. They're approving the pictures. It was a professional photographer.
So people don't know this about celebrities. Mm-hmm. Oh, we've thrown the script out today because it's all behind the scenes gossip, isn't it?
Yeah.
With celebrities, they have an official photographer. Mariah Carey does this, and you're not allowed to take a picture. The official photographer does, and then once the celebrity approves it,
yep.
then that photograph gets sent to you. Well, mm-hmm. I went to Mariah Carey's Christmas party once with my friend Stephen Levine. You know
uh-huh.
Stephen
yeah.
from Z100. So we ran over to Mariah to take a picture. And it was in a bit of a dark club. Above her booth, there was a rigging setup with lights on it. So she looked like baby Jesus
yes.
at the Christmas show at Radio City. All these lights on Mariah. Then they take the best picture of Mariah and send it to you. So I looked like a troll in this picture.
No,
and she, and what do you do? Because I wanted to show off that I was with Mariah, but the picture marker went, oh, I looked so bad, I couldn't post it. I know. This picture will be fine, though.
I hope so.
There'll be
so.
A big height difference there. Were you on your tippy toes? Does he kneel down a little bit?
I think he did kneel a little
oh,
bit.
Oh, he's a gentleman.
He feel better. He's very, very, very sweet guy.
What's he
very
smell good. Like?
Like fresh, like, like ocean water and pine trees. Yeah.
Oh, Mark. Okay. Enough about your fantasies for 3 minutes. And let's jump into the show. What time is it, my friends? It is tea time. So we have a really surprising announcement that is causing shockwaves. Everybody is talking about this. Nobody saw this coming. Heidi Klum has announced that she wants to have a new baby. So she's 49 years old, and she made a shocking confession about her desire to have a new baby with her third husband. And now people are really gossiping about it. Just to remind everybody, her brood at the moment consists of four children: Lenny, who's 18, son Henry, 17, Jonah, I think 16, and daughter Lou, who is 13. Wants another baby, recently got married to that sexy guy Tom. I don't remember his last name, but he's a really good looking guy. He's 33 years old. She is 49. Now, some people are saying this is ridiculous. Heidi's very aware of herself, and so she's saying, I get it. The big 50 is just around the corner, and things get harder as you get older. This might not even be possible, but if it is possible, she would love to have another baby. What do you think, Lupo?
You know, I love Heidi Klum. I think she's very aware, very smart. And, you know, I think having a baby at 50 when you're a celebrity is very different than having a baby when you're 50 as a person like us.
Yes.
You know, they have the money, the resources, the nannies, and her husband's younger. I will say this, though. You know, my friend, her father had her when he was 50, and she got married last month. And at the wedding, he felt like a grandfather. Like, he felt like
Ooh.
The grandfather of the bride. And so I think that you,
oh.
you know, growing up, she always knew he was older and it was a little bit different than the other kids. You know, Heidi, I can see her living forever. She's so, you know, youthful, and she takes care of herself. But it's a hard call, I think.
Yeah, I'm for it. I was thinking about it. My parents were older when they had me and Christine. So I'm the youngest of five.
Mm-hmm.
My mom and dad had three kids, then a massive, massive gap over 10 years.
Mm-hmm.
And then Christine and I. In fact, everybody thinks we're different families. They think that my mom or my dad got remarried and had a new family, but they didn't. They had three kids, a massive gap, and then Christine and my good self. And I think we had the nicer life, because by the time they got to us, They were older. They had some more money. They valued different things. They valued music lessons and the arts, which they didn't really value when they were younger. I think I would go as far as to say that I think nature, which is extraordinary, Mother Nature, if you're listening, hello, 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 I think she's extraordinary. But one of the things I think she might not have got right is that making people their most fertile, making women their most fertile when they're in their late teens and early 20s might have been a mistake.
Yes.
Because I think you can offer so much more.
Yes.
If you're older, I'm not putting people down here who had babies when they were young. I think you can be great too. But I do think money, resources, I look at my own life. I'm not going to have children, Mark. But my life is so much more stable financially and emotionally now than it was 20 years ago. I would make a much better dad today than I would when I was 20. In fact, I shudder to think what sort of father I would have been. It wouldn't have been good, Mark.
Oh,
so there
gosh.
Is that side of it too. But we want to know what you think about this. Heidi Klum, who's 49, has just revealed that she wants to have another baby. Is this a good idea or is this just impossible? Hey, go vote on our Twitter page at Naughty Nice Rob or our Facebook page, Naughty Gossip, and be sure to check back tomorrow to hear your results. What are you working on, Loops?
So let's talk about Brad Pitt and a possible new love interest. Oh. Okay, so Brad Pitt was photographed backstage at a Bono concert in Los Angeles with Ines de Ramon as the two spent time with Cindy Crawford and Randy Gerber. Now, Rob, de Ramon, who works for the jewelry brand Anita Co., separated from her husband, Vampire Diaries star Paul Wesley, earlier this year.
Mm-hmm.
And so I was looking through the pictures, Rob. They were dressed casually, wearing a gray sweater, blue jeans. They looked very comfortable. De Ramon, she graduated from the University of Geneva in 2013, so she's a smart girl. And she's been working for Christie's and another jewelry company in the past couple of years. She got divorced from Wesley in 2019. What do you think's going on here?
Well, People magazine, breaking right now, are reporting that they've been together for a few months. So he's not introducing her to Randy Gerber and Cindy Crawford unless there's something really there.
Uh-huh.
And so we spotted them all saying hello to one another. I like this, and I think I like the fact that she's not really a celebrity. We're all celebrities, I guess, in our own minds and the lives of our friends. But I love that she's not an actress. I like she's not in the business. It's interesting, though, because I couldn't figure out how somebody in the jewelry business would get to meet Brad Pitt. But now we know she was married to a celebrity.
Mm-hmm.
And so that probably is the connection, what ties it all together. I would love at the end of the day for Brad to find love. I'd like Angie to. I'd like Jen to. That story, the three of them, I know it was years ago, but the three of them are now all single, and it just makes me, I don't want to say sad, but I would love for them all three of them, to find love, and Brad too. Everyone says he's a good guy. He stopped drinking, so whatever troubles he went through, I think, are in the past. And I think, I don't know, talk about babies later on in life.
Ooh, yeah.
Brad's DNA. Can you imagine another little pit baby?
I want some.
I'm all for this. I'm all for it. Fingers crossed. Hey, moving along. So Eva Mendes, who I love. Have you ever met her, Mark?
I have.
Gorgeous.
Yeah. Her name is, she goes by Ava. She corrected me when I called her Eva. She goes, it's Ava.
Ava. Oh, that's
I'm
good
like,
to
okay.
know. We'll fix
yeah.
it here. So it's Ava. Oh, I've bumped into her on red carpets or events. She's old school Hollywood.
Oh, yes.
Like almost Sophia Loren. Like just gorgeous. Well, now people think that she finally might have got married to Ryan Gosling. So there's a tattoo that has popped up, and now people are looking at it, wondering what it's all about. It says D-E, Gosling. And in Hispanic culture, Mark, you'll be able to correct me here, the use of D indicates Mrs. So De Gosling could indeed be Mrs. Gosling. Is there some truth to that as our Spanish expert on the show?
I think there might be some truth to this. I think they
could do this too.
Yeah.
So they've been together a long time. They are very, very private. They met back in 2011 when they were on the same movie set. They have children together. So I think they have two daughters. Esmeralda, I love that name, who's 8, and Amanda Lee, who is 6. This is the type of couple that if they got married, they wouldn't tell us. They wouldn't. They're not going to be on the cover of Us Weekly or People selling their wedding photographs. They would just do it. They do not hang out with celebrities. They have a really small inner circle. So one day we will wake up and she or he will just announce we're married, like it's no big deal.
Yeah, what I like about them is that they are private. They're very quirky. They go to Disney World together, and you know. But it's funny. I met her a few years ago. We had her on one of the shows I was working on, and I went to a lunch after to celebrate her clothing line launch. Ooh. She's so shy. She's very nervous, a little awkward. She's just to herself. You know, she's not the typical celebrity that wants to be like looked at and gawked over. She's very, very normal and just quiet.
That's so interesting. When I worked with Jessica Simpson, she told me once that she had to learn how to be a star. She said she loved singing and she loved acting, but she actually enjoyed the recording studio more than anything. She liked making music, selling music, being a celebrity was something that at first Jessica took a minute to really get comfortable with. And I think a lot of celebrities do that. They train to be actors, they train to be singers, they don't train to be stars.
Yes.
And that's something that they have to learn, or some of them don't, and that doesn't end very well. But that's so interesting. Have you ever met him, Orion?
I've never seen him, never met him.
Tiny.
Yeah.
Really, like, very, very skinny. Like, you could put your hand around his waist, like a really, almost like a miniature-sized version of who you think he would be.
Yeah.
Like, almost like a Nick Jonas type. Like, I know, very,
small,
very tiny.
Small.
Very good looking, but not devastatingly good looking for me, like Chris Hemsworth. Ooh.
Oh, my God.
Have you been thinking about him?
I can't stop. That's all I can do is think about Chris.
If you're his publicist, that's the best thing. You just parade him around like a show pony and everybody falls in love. He doesn't have to speak. Did he make chit chat? Did he make conversation?
Oh, yeah. I talked about like taking cold showers and doing things I do for my health. Because his show's all about health.
What?
Yeah.
Not that way. Very unusual thing to mention. Like, did you say I need a cold shower, Chris?
I will say this. He's very chatty. He made an effort to talk to everybody who wanted to talk to him.
Did he mention me?
There was a twinkle in his eye when I brought you up, I will say.
A friend of mine has a new girlfriend, and he was rattling on about how great she is and how wonderful. He's so in love. I'm so happy for him. I said, did she mention me? Does she listen to my podcast? Robert, I know. I went to the theatre yesterday to see And Juliet, this amazing new musical with lots of pop songs in from Britney Spears and Kelly Clarkson. It's really fun, Mark. I know you get invited to everything. This is one that you should go to. I had an absolute blast. But what I enjoyed the most is I was with my friend Karen, and at intermission, two people ran over to say they listened to the podcast.
No.
I swear.
That's so cool.
She thought that I set it up. Which is kind of a Rob Shooter thing to do, but I didn't in this instance. I know.
I love that.
Isn't that fabulous? Hello, hello, hello. Hey, quickly before we go to break, this story is not going to end. So now Jodie Sweetin is seemingly shading Candace Cameron Bure for her remark. So Candace Cameron Bure, we spoke about this yesterday. She wants her new network to focus on traditional marriage. She's putting Christianity back into Christmas. Jojo Siwal, who's had issues with her in the past, said, not so keen about all this. And Jodie Sweetin has jumped on saying, what? Now, Candace Cameron Bure is defending her marriage remark, slamming those who hate her values. She said, quote, it absolutely breaks my heart that anybody would think that I would intentionally want to offend and hurt anyone. You did. You might not have done it intentionally, but you did do it. And then she went on to blame the media, saying it saddens me that the media is dividing us. Now, the little secret with Candace Cameron Bure is she loves doing an interview and a camera. I'm told she's running to Entertainment Tonight to sell her story, to tell her story. Annoying, Mark.
I mean, Candace Cameron is waiting by the phone for anyone to call, do any type of interview at all times. I can promise you that.
Oh,
you
know, including gay reporters. There, you've said it. Okay.
There, exactly.
We're going to take a quick break and we will be right back. Welcome back to the Naughty But Nice Show. We're running a little over today, Mark, because we were so gossipy at the top of the show. Don't worry, we'll get in all the gossip. We always get it in. Don't worry about this. Hey, let's get to the polls. Da, da, da. Back to Candace Cameron Bure saying that the American family will not feature gay couples. The American Family is a new network, like a Hallmark-type network that she's in charge of programming. So she said it's going to focus on traditional marriage. Is she a business person or a bigot? Let's have a look. Ooh, 85% of the noughties say that she is a bigot. I think she might be both here, Mark. There's a lot of money to be made in hating gay people. And so maybe she's being a bigoted business person because I hope I'm wrong, there is an audience for this type of programming.
Oh, of course. Social media is very mixed on this. I will say, though, you don't come for gays in Christmas. And, I have a feeling...
We are Christmas.
We are Christmas, Candace.
We are Christmas.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know where Great American Family is on my TV, but I'm pretty much not going to be tuning in.
I haven't found it, Mark, and I have no intention of looking for it. Don't forget to vote on today's poll. Go to our Twitter page at Naughty Nice Rob. Our Facebook page is Naughty Gossip. And be sure to check back tomorrow to hear your results. And now it's time for our nicest of the day.
Oh, wow. This is extra nice today, Rob. It's Jesse Tyler Ferguson and his husband, Justin Makeda. They've welcomed a second baby via a surrogate. On Instagram, Jesse wrote, quote, "Sad to be away from my Take Me Out Broadway family tonight, but we ran off to welcome our newest little one, Sullivan Lewis Ferguson Makeda."
Oh, I like the name. Sullivan Lewis. Congratulations. These two already have a son, and now they have another little baby. Hey, I saw that play last week too, Mark. Take Me Out. Have you saw that?
Oh, yes.
Oh, my word.
Oh, yes.
They're naked. Naked. I should point out, maybe this is a good thing that Jesse Tyler Ferguson is not naked.
He's not naked.
But Jesse, what's his name?
Jesse Williams?
No. Yes. From Grey's Anatomy.
Wow.
But naked.
Wow.
Worth the price of admission, and the play's really good too. I know.
I'm going to go a third time, I think.
We'll go together. Yeah. Okay, let's do our naughtiest of the day. It should be you and me, pervy pervs. Okay, so Mariah Carey has been denied the Queen of Christmas title as a trademark. So I think I agree with this. The US Landmark Trade Appeals Board has ruled against the singer who attempted, of course she did, to trademark the Queen of Christmas. So she wanted to put it on t-shirts and merchandise, so she wanted to make money from it. Let's be honest here. Mariah, you will always be the Queen of Christmas, but you can't stop other people from saying that. You can't own that word. Like, you can't own it. Although, you do formally own it, so you do not need a trademark, Mariah, to make you the Queen of Christmas. You are our naughtiest of the day. Let's end with a moment of Rob. You get a Rob. I love this quote from Gandhi, of all people. I know we don't normally quote a real celebrity on this show, but I love this quote. He said the following, "The weak can never forgive. Forgiveness is the attribute of the strong." You have to be strong to forgive. So the next time you don't want to forgive somebody, the next time you're angry with somebody and you're like, I'm going to hold a grudge, I'm not going to speak to them, you're being weak. Tell yourself that. You were being weak. Mark, how are you on a grudge? Ooh, someone upsets you.
Oh, my God. I forgive. I'm like Gandhi. I forgive.
I've had to learn this.
That makes
me strong. It doesn't make me weak. It makes me strong. Thank you so much, Naughties. You're the strongest people in the world. Thank you so much for listening to the Naughty But Nice with Rob and Mark show, a production of iHeartRadio. Hello to Mark's mommy, Doris. She only listens on Thursdays. Don't forget to subscribe on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen, and leave us a review if you can. You were off last Thursday, Mark. Did Doris listen?
She was listening to old episodes. Oh, yeah.
Look at her. She's got to catch up, Doris. I know.
Catch her up.
Got to catch up, Doris. Okay. Okay, let's end with our tagline. All sing along. Remember, if you're going to be naughty, you've got to be nice. Take care, everybody. Pip, pip.
It's Naughty But Nice with Rob.
High Five Casino. High Five Casino is a social casino with real prizes and big Vegas hits at highfivecasino.com.
the hottest games right from Vegas, and all winnings go straight to your bank account. Hundreds of exclusive games, free daily rewards, and come back to get free coins every 4 hours. Only at HighFiveCasino.com.
High Five Casino is a social casino. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited. Play responsibly. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details at HighFiveCasino.com.
High Five Casino.
This is Malcolm Gladwell from Revisionist History. eBay Motors is here for the ride. With some elbow grease, fresh installs, and a whole lot of love, you transformed 100,000 miles and a body full of rust into a drive that's all your own. Brake kits, LED headlights, whatever you need, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus, at these prices, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
Your new home journey starts at Fisher Homes, where everything is red, white, and new. Explore exclusive summer savings and start your journey by selecting your ideal home site and your dream community. Choose from a variety of expertly designed floor plans and bring your style to life at the Lifestyle Design Center. Are you looking for a quick move-in ready home instead? Fisher Homes has options for those too. Fill out a form to connect with a new home advisor at fisherhomes.com to get started today before the sun sets on summer savings.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.